Now, I'm thrilled to bring up a woman who has an incredible presence that has graced such movies as Steel Magnolias and Moonstruck, for which she won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar. She's beloved for her stage acting as well as for her uncompromising stand for women and our reproductive rights. We're thrilled that she will be reading the text of the call that founded this movement. A call that has been signed by thousands, including Sean Penn, John Conyers, Cornel West, Harold Pinter, Susan Sarandon, and everyone speaking tonight, and which has been published in full-page ads in the USA Today and New York Times. I give you Olympia Dukakis.
Thank you. Thank you. Your government, on the basis of outrageous lies, is waging a murderous and utterly illegitimate war in Iraq with other countries in their sight. Your government is openly torturing people and justifying it. Your government puts people in jail on the merest suspicion, refusing them lawyers and either holding them indefinitely or deporting them in the dead of night. Your government is moving each day closer to a theocracy where a narrow and hateful brand of Christian fundamentalism will rule. Your government suppresses the science that doesn't fit its religious, political, and economic agenda, forcing present and future generations to pay a terrible price. Your government is moving to deny women here and all over the world the right to birth control and abortion. Your government enforces a culture of greed, bigotry, intolerance, and ignorance. People look at all this and think of Hitler. And they are right to do so. The Bush regime is setting out to radically remake society very quickly in a fascist way and for generations to come. We must act now. The future is in the balance. Millions and millions are deeply disturbed and outraged by this. They recognize the need for a vehicle to express this outrage. They cannot find it. Politics, as usual, cannot meet the enormity of the challenge, and people sense this. There is not going to be some magical pendulum swing. People who steal elections and believe they are on a mission from God will not go without a fight. There is not going to be some savior from the Democratic Party. This whole idea of putting our hopes and energies into leaders who tell us to seek common ground with fascists and religious fanatics is proving every day to be a disaster and actually serves to demobilize people. But silence and paralysis are not acceptable. That which you will not resist and mobilize to stop, you will learn or be forced to accept. There is no escaping it. The whole disastrous course of this Bush regime must be stopped. And we must take the responsibility to do it. And there is a way. We are talking about something on a scale that can really make a huge change in this country and in the world. We need more than fighting Bush's outrages one at a time, constantly losing ground to the whole onslaught. We must and can aim to create a political situation where the Bush regime's program is repudiated, where Bush himself is driven from office, and where the whole direction he has been taking society is reversed. We, in our millions, must and can take responsibility to change the course of history. Acting in this way, we join with and give support and heart to people all over the globe who so urgently need and want this regime to be stopped. This will not be easy. If we speak the truth, they will try to silence us. If we act, they will try to stop us. But we speak for the majority here and around the world. And as we get this going, we are going to reach out to the people who have been so badly fooled by Bush, and we are not going to stop. The point is this: history is full of examples where people who had right on their side fought against tremendous odds and were victorious. And it is also full of examples of people passively hoping to wait it out, only to get swallowed up by a horror beyond what they ever imagined. The future is unwritten. Which one we get is up to us.
Thank you. Thank you, Olympia. That is why we're marching on Thursday. That is why we're marching in 175 cities on Thursday. That's why we want everybody here to tell your friends, Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza at noon this Thursday, down to Union Square at 4 this Thursday, October 5th. We're marching across the country, just so you get the details.